The resolution included 4 points.
The first and most important point is it's going to incorporate the education into all of the Utah State health classes. It's also going to provide resources and educational materials to all of the schools. It will also provide health screenings in school for children with migraine. And most importantly, it will be forwarded to the National PTA for their consideration.
That's Elizabeth Henry Wire, one of the founders of the Danielle Byron Henry Migraine Foundation, which is based in Salt Lake City. The passing of this resolution is especially important to her because of the way migraine disease has affected her life.
My sister was only 17 when she passed away from migraine. It is central to our mission as a foundation to help young adults and children with migraine disease.
Utah is the first state to pass a resolution like this. Amy Graham is the creative director for the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients, known as CHAMP. She's hopeful that the National PTA will also pass the resolution.
It's an important issue. I mean, when you look at the numbers of children who live with migraine headache diseases, you know, 28% of adolescents have migraine, 10% of school-aged children have migraine. It makes sense for the National PTA to be interested in a program like this.
Graham listed two reasons that migraine disease education and screenings are important to have in schools. Kids will miss less school once diagnosed, and it will curb the stigma around migraine disease.
Migraine is highly stigmatized. And without question, if we can teach a younger generation about it, that it's not just a headache. You're not just making this up. You know, it really is as bad as people say. We can change how the disease is seen.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Darcy Ritchie.